Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear about the preparations being made for Jamaica's participation in the upcoming Commonwealth Games. We also provide a champs preview. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Jamaica is on a mission to wipe away the disappointments of last year's IAAF World Athletics Championships in London. And the event targeted for the rescue job is the upcoming Commonwealth Games, to be held on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia, April 4 to 15. As expected, Jamaica has named a strong 70-person track and field team led by veterans Johan Blake and Sharon Simpson. Also making the men's team are 2012 Olympic bronze medalist Warren Weir, Hansel Parchment, Jaheel Hyde, DeJour Russell, Frederick Dacres, and Travis Michael. The women's team includes defending women's 400-meter champion Stephanie McPherson, 2015 World 100-meter hurdles champion Danielle Williams, Rista Nana Tracy, Kristen Gordon, and Natasha Morrison. In addition to the 70-member track team, Jamaica is also sending a 5-member badminton team, 12-member netball and rugby sevens teams, 1-member boxing and cycling teams, as well as 2-member shooting, squash, aquatics, table tennis, and triathlon teams. Jamaica will make its debut in the wrestling and lawn bowls disciplines at the Games.
Well, for the first time at the Commonwealth Games, we will have lawn bowls, rugby, and female basketball. Plans are afoot, and we are far advanced in sending our team to the Commonwealth Games, which starts on April 4th.
Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Olympic Association, JOA, Ryan Foster.
The village opens on March 25th, and we're making plans to ship our teams in over the phase period to get them to the opening ceremony on April 4th. Our chef de mission is Dalton Miles, and his team of managers, which are about 3 managers, are now finalizing the preparations to get our team over to the Commonwealth Games and settled in.
Foster adds that the JOA intends to use the Commonwealth Games to grow brand Jamaica and capitalize financially on its value. One of the plans to accomplish this is the establishment of Commonwealth Manor at the Games.
It's a Commonwealth house managed by the JOA in partnership with other sponsors. Now, that's groundbreaking for us. It's first of its kind. Normally, the JTB and the Ministry of Sport will have an Olympic house, but for the first, or Jamaica house, but for the first, we'll have a Commonwealth Manor, which is managed by the JOA. It's not just an avenue to look at brand Jamaica, but it's also an avenue for us to monetize the assets of the JOA, because we will be charging for forums, we'll be charging for the parties, etc., that will be held showcasing brand Jamaica.
Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Olympic Association, JOA, Ryan Foster. On your marks, get set, champs! The most anticipated event on the high school sports calendar got underway this week. And as expected, the country has again become divided according to school colors and affiliations. The grand finale takes place on March 24 at the National Stadium, and as always, is guaranteed to showcase the best the country has to offer in high school track and field. Defending champions Edwin Allen and Calabar High Schools have both laid down the gauntlet, with outstanding performances at development meets leading up to the big event. And it's already looking like it will be the same names on both trophies. Edwin Allen will, however, face stiff competition from the likes of former champions Homewood Technical, Hydel, Excelsior, and St. Jago. The boys can expect to be kept in check by Kingston College, Jamaica College, St. Jago, and St. Elizabeth Technical. The organizing team for the Issa Grace Kennedy Boys and Girls Athletics Championships says it's all systems go, and the public can be guaranteed a safe, fun entertainment. To all schools and athletes down to compete, we wish you the best, and may the best teams win. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Anthony Morgan for producer Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.